Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
Bowing in, this is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. Episode 101, Set Fire to Your Goals. First of all, a very happy new year to everybody. Not only is it a new year, but it's a brand new decade, and it is the perfect time to review your goals. I met someone recently who said they hate January. It's a dank, dark, dreary start to the year. And I actually love January because it's the perfect time for a complete reset. It's a perfect time to think about what you want to achieve for the year ahead. And you're on a fresh starting line. So this is called Set Fire to Your Goals. So you probably thought I meant set fire to your goals by have your goals and make them explode. But I'm actually saying the opposite. Set fire to your goals. Completely burn them and go for a complete reset. Most of the people that are listening to the Success Sensei podcast are already firm believers in goals. You've already had goals. But I don't want you falling into the trap of doing your goals exactly the same way every single year, because you'll plateau your own goals. I want you to set fire to your goals. I basically want to, metaphorically speaking, you don't actually have to get your matches or your petroleum out. So set fire to your goals. In other words, just start again. Don't actually review your goal. Don't carry forward your goals from last year, or if you've been using the same template for the last few years. I want you to completely rejig them. So anyone that isn't already doing goals, why set goals? So if you're listening to the Success Sensei podcast and you've never done your goals before, make this the year that you start. Make this the decade that you start, because you will achieve a hell of a lot more if you have set goals. If you've gone through the process, you are going to guarantee a hell of a lot more success. So the whole point of this is to generate more success in your life. So success can mean whatever it means to you. It doesn't have to be material possessions. It could be experiences. It could be things that you want to have or want to do or want to be. So it's a gamut, a wide ranging variety of things. It doesn't just have to be, you know, about money if that turns you off. And if it turns you on, then it can most definitely be about money. But you need to know what you want, first of all, and then you need to really define your goals to be able to go after them. I mean, how are you going to know you're on the right track if you don't even have a track? How are you going to know that you're going to get to your destination if you don't even have a destination? You're not going to. And yes, sometimes you don't always achieve your goals, so sometimes you'll fall short. But if you haven't set any goals, you're not going to be anywhere near as close to the goal as you will be even if you fail. So even if you fail or even if you fall short, you're a hell of a lot closer to that goal. You've achieved a hell of a lot more than if you hadn't set the goal in the first place. So make sure this is the year that you're setting goals if you haven't already. And if you are setting goals, I want you to do it completely different. Don't even look at your previous template. Start as if you've never done the goal process before. So start with a blank piece of paper, or start with a new app or a new program, new file on your computer or on your phone. Start again. Don't just fall into the rut of carrying forward last year's and reviewing them the same way. Now, step number one is you have to decide what you want. Now, this should not be a willy-nilly process, not a just, sure, I think I'll win an Olympic gold medal. Sure, why not? I'll stick that down in my goals. If it's not a burning desire, if it's not an actual subconscious goal, then you are going to set yourself up for failure. And maybe, yeah, you can eventually program yourself enough and hard enough to turn a conscious goal into a subconscious goal. But what I'm asking you to do right from the offset is to try to choose subconscious goals, things that you actually really do want and that you can justify in your life. Because if you can't, if they're just a fleeting interest, if it's just a fleeting, should be grand, I'd love that, sure, why not? That's not a goal. It's not a strong enough reason to pursue it. Because as soon as you come across any of your obstacles or any adversity, you're definitely going to be challenged if it's not something that's come out of your subconscious. So really take your time and decide what you want to do. if you have one thing in your life, one life mission, one true north, one objective, one main objective in your whole life, and you can identify one, you're doing really well. If you can identify three, you're doing super. If you can identify 10, that's amazing. Maybe 100, you're going a little bit too far because it's going to take away a little bit of your focus from actually following one to the end. But if you have one, or if you have three, if you have 10, that's absolutely fabulous. If you've only got one, don't be thinking, I've only got one. It's like having only one best friend in the whole wide world. If you have one really good or the best friend, you don't need any more. So three isn't going to make it any difference. And if you have three completely best friends, then that's amazing. So it's the same with your goals. If you have one true mission in life, perfect, 3, 10, whatever it is. But make sure that those goals are from your subconscious. They're not just I'd love this or I'd love that, just for no purpose and for no sake, because you're going to set yourself up for disaster. So do things differently. I want you to do them bigger than you have before. Everyone I talk to, everyone, myself included, we're all really underperforming with our goals. We're all, it's like we have brakes on our imagination. We're not thinking big enough. And I know you think that you're thinking big enough, but you're still not. I'm still not, you're still not. We really have to review and think bigger. We need to break the goals down into small, manageable chunks. If there was actually daily small goals towards a larger goal, that would be excellent. Daily or weekly or monthly. We need to break them down to manageable steps. Again, so that our subconscious can actually accept that it is possible to achieve these things. You also need to set the times. Now, be realistic with the time. We underestimate the amount that we can achieve. But we overestimate the time that we can do it in. So in other words, we can do a hell of a lot more than we realize, but the time frame needs to be a hell of a lot longer than we anticipate. So make sure you set realistic times. As I said again, if you can do daily, weekly, monthly, that's absolutely excellent. Now, once you've set out all your goals and you know what you want to do, again, I want you to completely look at them differently. So you have them jotted down or you have them on a digital format. I want you to look at them again once you've finalized. So you think you're done and you're not done. I want you again to look at, are they big enough? Do not be on your deathbed at 70 years of age, 80 years of age, 90 if you're lucky, with regret. Don't be the type of person that says, I wish I'd shot more. Do it now. It's the start of a new decade. So do it now. Think big now. Aim for the stars now. And why do you, there's no point in this, 5 years time, I'll aim bigger. No, do it now. You might be around in 5 years time. That sounded very morbid and very negative. But you just don't know what's around the corner, what's going to happen. You think your life is going to get less complicated in the future. And you know what? It's going to get more complicated. You think that there's going to be less stress in the future. And you know what? Generally, there's going to be a little bit more stress. And then when you add ailing health and body and just signs of aging, you know, you may as well do it now. There's no point in thinking that things will be rosier in the future if you don't absolutely go hell for leather right now. So don't be putting it off making your goals bigger. So look at them again. Try to look at them from a completely different perspective. So like an actor, put yourself in someone else's mind and look at your goals. Look at your goals as if you weren't emotionally attached to them, and kind of sprinkle magic dust on them to invigorate them, to make them bigger, I just don't want you falling into the rut or into the trap of this exactly the same thing you've always done. Because if you always do what you've always done, you'll always get what you've always got. And that includes goals. It's not just a good enough process. Oh, you know, I have my goals every year. You need to review your process. I've been doing goals since I was a child. I have all my goals since I was a teenager. That's probably going back a little while. I have all my diaries, all my goals since go way back, 20 years ago, 30 years ago maybe. I hope you're not doing your maths now and figuring out if I was a teenager 20 years ago. Unfortunately, I wasn't. Just short of that. But anyway, I have all those goals, and it's absolutely fabulous to be able to look back and figure out the ones that I have achieved. And I've achieved a lot of them. I've achieved most of them, truth be told. And maybe not to the level I wanted to in some areas, but you know, that's okay as well. That's part of it. If I hadn't set the goal, I never would have achieved anything in that area. So, but it's amazing being able to look back and being able to compare, even from a statistician's point of view. Well, I'm impressed with myself. I pulled that one off. So doing your stats, it's great being able to look back and having a look at your stats and seeing where you are. And I have changed the process. I've probably added too many goals as the years have gone by, but I've changed the process, so I haven't just done it the same way because it does get stale. So that's what I'm trying to get you to do, because I would imagine the majority of people listening to this podcast already keep goals. So look at them completely different than you have before. Now visualize your goals. Make sure you actually visualize. Once you have them done, you need to be visualizing them on a regular basis. You should be reading your goals on a daily basis. What you're trying to do is program your mind. So they've already come from your subconscious, hopefully. And then you want to really make the whole process even more subconscious. So you want to make your goals even a more subconscious process than you realize. So that things that you do, there's goals that I've set, and I've thought I haven't been making the right decisions, and then suddenly out of nowhere it turned out I was making certain decisions going towards my goals without me even realizing it. So basically, subconsciously, I was making certain decisions that were ultimately bringing me towards my goals because I had been rereading them and programming my mind with those goals and looking at them and visualizing. So I was actually making decisions that I hadn't even realized on a conscious level I was making towards those goals. So that'll happen for you if you're making sure you don't just set your goals at the start of January, set them and forget them. It is an ongoing daily process. Now feel free to record them. So you should write them down. You should, as I said, whether digitally, I like pen and paper, first of all, and then I like to put them into digital format. But you can record your audio. You could like your own podcast for yourself, your own personal podcast of your goals. So that's a fun thing to review, and it's a great thing that you can play to yourself to get them into your mind as well. You can video yourself doing your goals and going through your goals at the start of the year. So then in December, I'll be calling on you to have a listen to the ones that you've recorded to this month, this January. So the ones that you've recorded or videoed or the audio, have a listen to it and review. It's a fun process. Hopefully it's fun, because hopefully you achieve a lot of them. And if you don't, you carry them forward, but not in the same fashion that I'm talking about. Make sure that you think a bit bigger. Make sure that you look at them differently. But make sure, the biggest thing is, once you set your goals, you continue to work on them. If they change, that's fine. If they really come from your subconscious and you've programmed them into your subconscious, it's unlikely that you'll get too many goal changes. But if they do, that's fine. If they go off on a different path or there's a different opportunity, that's great as well. But think bigger. You're not thinking big enough. Think bigger. Look at them differently. Really just enjoy the process, that self-discovery of what is it that makes you tick? What is it that you want? 1 year, 5 years, 10 years. Enjoy the process. It's amazing feeling that you do actually have control over your own future and your own destiny. That's a very empowering feeling. So take as much control that as you want, as well as all those other moments of living in the moment. But with your goals, set them out, enjoy the process. If you do need a hand, by all means, send me a message. I would absolutely love to hear the goals that people are setting themselves for this year and for this decade, for life in general. Goals is a major subject for me. It's something that I've been involved in all my life, so I am interested. Let me know if you're willing to divulge. Although that brings me on to the Friday Blitz podcast. Have a listen to it, because it's about that question in general. So listen, I'll wind up now, because if I don't, I'll just keep going on, and I need to go back over my goals because I'm still working on them this month. Thank you for listening. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight. You can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.